Report: Stanford medical student reported to Title IX office over pro-life views. By Tom Sikata on December 17, 2018. A Stanford medical student was allegedly reported to the university's Title IX office over pro-life remarks he made on campus. A medical student at Stanford University was allegedly reported to the school's Title IX office over his pro-life views, according to a report from the College Fix. In an email to the student, the Title IX office claimed that there was not an active investigation into his conduct. However, they admitted that they wanted to speak with him to ensure that he was meeting the expectations of all Stanford community members. The email reads, "There is no investigation underway at this time, nor any complainant that has asked to have you investigated. The purpose of our conversation is to make sure that you have an understanding of the concerns and the expectations of all Stanford community members." Progressive Yale professor Nicholas Christakis and conservative Princeton University professor Robert George both defended the student on Twitter. @Alejandrina_GR. A at Stanford med student was against abortion and the Title IX office is making him meet for an educational intervention. I've heard such cases before. I'm pro-choice. It's wrong to abuse Title IX process. Being called to meet is a sanction, Christakis wrote. Thanks, Nick. Victims of these smiley-face Stalinist inquisitions should know that there are lawyers who will defend their rights in lawsuits against the Stalinist bureaucrats. They should feel free to DM me, George wrote in a response tweet. The student, Dylan Griswold, chimed in on the thread. I have been outspoken over this here at Stanford for the last 3 years. Each year there is more of an effort to silence me, Griswold said. There are women who aspire to be abortion doctors here who would castrate me if given the chance. I am unsurprised by my being summoned. A spokesperson for Stanford University claims that the Title IX meeting with Griswold was entirely unrelated to his pro-life views. The spokesperson claimed that the meetings were about Griswold's alleged habit of grabbing people by the neck after meeting them. The student denied he engaged in the conduct, the statement said. The Title IX office appreciates that the student himself apologized for the misinformation about the purpose of the meeting, and his willingness to disclose the actual purpose of the meeting. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.